The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Samech Aleph, today's Daf is being said in Mishwad Avraham Ben Esther. רוח השם תנחם לגן עדן, אמן תנחם לגן עדן, רפואה שלמה, מיקי בן ג'מי, והצלחה רבה לבנימין מרדכי בן אסתר. We begin today's daf on סמך עמוד ב', and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. כי סליק רבין, when רבין came from בבל, אמרה, he said, Shemata Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So he said this Hiddush over to Rabbi Yirmiya. What Hiddush did he say? This Hiddush that we just learned about Bechor on the previous stuff. That what? Bechor, that the blood was slaughtered on the Mizbayah, was put on the Mizbayah, and then the Mizbayah got destroyed. So the meat cannot be going to Jerusalem. You need a Beit HaMikdash for that. And then from there we learned to Maaseh. That whole law that we learned, that you need a Beit HaMikdash of Bechor, you need a Beit HaMikdash for Maaseh, it was set over. He brought it to Jerusalem, to Eretz Yisrael, and he said over to Halakha. Amar. Sorry. I want to correct myself. He brought up a different Halakha to Jerusalem, to Eretz Yisrael. This is something we learned on the previous time. Remember we learned the law that if I have Kadashim Kalim, Korban Shalamim, for example, I cannot eat the Korban Shalamim unless the Mizbeach is Shalim. If the Mizbeach got Pagum, if the bricks of the Beit the Mizbeach got cracked or cut or something like that, so that renders the Korban, I cannot eat it. That was it. You need the Mizbeach to be Shalim. That's what he brought up over there. He brought up Kadashim Kalim cannot be eaten when the Mizbeach is Chaser. That halakha he brought up to Jerusalem. Okay? Look what they told him. Amar, so Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he hears this halakha, he says, Bablaet Psha'e. You foolish Babylonians. Amtul liyatbe bar'a chashucha. Because you live in a dark land, Amri shma'ata de mechashcha. You say dark things, which means it's not your fault, it's for where you come from. Lo shami'a lehu haditanya. Didn't you hear the braita? It says, Bish'at siluk masa'ot, kadashim nifsalim. What's siluk masa'ot? It's midbar story. When the Jewish people traveled in the midbar, so they would put the Mishkan together and they would take it apart. It was a portable temple. So Bishat Masa'ot, when they would take the Beit HaMikdash, when the temple, the Mishkan apart, so it says, Kadashim Nifsalim, which means you would not be able to eat Kadashim. Why? Even after you sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, and even after you brought the Emurim on the Mizbeach, but since the Mishkan was not intact, so erected exactly, they took it apart, they were traveling. So the law is what? Kadashim Nifsalim, you can't eat Kadashim. But the kedusha of the camp still applied. That means the zav and the mitzorah still had to go out of the different areas that they're forbidden to go in. Just because you have the mishkan erected, still created kedusha in the vicinity to put zavs out, the mitzorahs out. Fine. That's the first brayta. So what's the first brayta, mashma? Clearly, we don't have a mishkan, kadashim cannot eat. Look at the next brayta, v'tanya. Idach, b'shne mekomot kadashim ne'echalim. It says clearly, in two places, kadashim are eaten. What does that mean, in two places? It's mashma. Kadashim can be eaten whether there is the mishkan erected or whether the mishkan is taken apart. Hey, you have a stira here. The first braita says when they travel, kadashim cannot be eaten. Second braita says it can be eaten in two places. Now we're guessing. What does two places mean? Whether the Mishkan is up or whether the Mishkan is down. How do you reconcile these braitot? She says, I'll tell you how you reconcile it. My love, ha-bikodshe kodashim, ha-bikodashim kalim. And you know how you reconcile it? There's two levels of korbanot. One is kodesh kodashim, korban hatat, korban asham. And one is a lower level, kodashim kalim, like shalamim. Oh, so you know what the answer is? That which we said. When the Mishkan is taken apart, you can't eat. That's kodesh kodashim. That's the hashuv stuff. Oh, and that which we said in the second right, that you can eat it in two places, even when the Mishkan is taken apart, that's kodashim kalim. Oh, so what do you see? Even when the whole Mishkan is taken apart, you still can eat Kadashim Kalim. So the rabbi comes to Eretz Yisrael and he brings his halakha. Oh, you know what they teach us in Bavel? When the Mizbeach even has a little chip on the thing, Kadashim Kalim cannot eat. He says, what are you talking about? Didn't you read a braita? The braita, we have two braitot. One braita says you can't eat. One braita says you can eat. How do you reconcile? Kodesh Kodeshim, you can't eat. The Kodeshim Kalim, you can't eat. So you're wrong, you can't eat. That's what he told them. Yeah? Amar Ravina. So he told him, Ravina says, I can answer this. This is your proof over here. This is the question. No problem. Idi v'idi b'kadashim kalim. I'll tell you, both braitot are talking about kadashim kalim. V'la kasha har bishma'el har banan. On the previous daf, we had a shitav Rabbi Ishmael by Bechor. What did he say? That even though the dam was put on the Mizbeach, and even though you brought whatever you brought on the Mizbeach, and then the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed, so he said, you can't eat the Basar. The Basar gets affected. You can't eat the Basar in Jerusalem, because you need a Mizbeach to eat the Basar. That's what he said by Bechor. Bechor is Kadashim Kalim, by the way. Oh, so Rabbi Ishmael that said by Bechor, that you need a Mizbeach to eat it, he'll be the opinion of Braita number one that says what? That if the Mishkan was taken apart, you cannot eat Kadashim. Good. However, in Masichet Tamid, not over here, there's the rabbis that argue on Rabbi Ishmael. We didn't see these opinions of the rabbis, but there are rabbis in the world that argue on Rabbi Ishmael and say, no, once you put the blood on the Mizbeah, and once you put the meat on the Mizbeah, and now you don't have a Mizbeah anymore, no problem. Eat the Bechor. Ah, so the second Braita that said you can eat the meat in two places, whether you have a Mishkan or whether you don't have a Mishkan, that's the Hachamim. So therefore, what are you telling me? Oh, well, you know what you're talking about? You're bringing halakot to the wrong. No, according to the rabbis, it's a correct halakha. Rabbi Ishmael will say maybe you can't. But according to Hachamim, it's mutar. So then he says, I'll answer the two braitot. Ha b'kadashim kalim, ha b'kadashim kalim. Har b'ishma'el, har banan. B'ishma'el says no, just like he said by Bechor. And the rabbi says, oh, I don't want to be b'ishma'el. So what are you screaming? Rabbi Hakamim, hold you can. Okay, what else? I'll give you another answer. Ha v'ha b'kodshe kodashim. Umay b'shne mekomot, kodem shi'amidu levi'im et ha-mishkan, ולאחר שיפרקו הלוויים את המשכן. Which means both braitot are talking about קדשים, קודש, קודשים. Okay? That means what? One braita says, you took apart the משכן, קודש, קודשים, you cannot eat. And then the second braita says what? That קודשי קודשים are eaten בשני מקומות. What do you mean, Shnei Mekomot? I'll tell you, Shnei Mekomot is, it's telling you over here when you're traveling, Kodim Shi'amidu Levi'im et HaMishkan. That means, this is why Tosafot understands, this is a tricky line. It sounds like Kodim Shi'amidu, meaning the Mishkan is not up. Exactly, it means the walls are not up. That means the Mizbeach's in its place, all the furniture's in its place, but they didn't put up the walls yet. So you just have a Mizbeah, the Mishkan's a whole building. So the Mizbeah was in its place. They didn't put up the items yet. Oh, and the Harshi Farku Levi'im Mishkan, or after they took it apart, but still the Mizbeah is in its place, and the walls are not walls are not there. So either when they erected it, but the Mizbeach stayed and the walls are not there yet, or when they took it apart and the walls are not there, but the Mizbeach. So the second cases are talking about where the Mizbeach is in its place. And what's the Hadush of the Braita? You can eat Kodesh Kodeshim there. Now, I would have thought, well, maybe you can't, because when you don't have walls, what's the pshat in the walls? Let's discuss. Kodesh Kodeshim, you cannot take them anywhere. You can only eat Kodesh Kodeshim in the Azara. Correct? In the confines. So I would have thought, if there's no walls, so it's like you're eating it outside of its place. And once it's outside of its place, it's Pasul. Kamash Malan, the second Braita, a big Hadush. Kodesh Kodeshim are eaten b'shtei mekomot. Whether they were building it and they didn't put the walls up, or taking it apart and they didn't put the walls up, so long as the Mizbeach is in the place, you're okay to eat around the Mizbeach. Why? Because the Kiddushah of the Mishkan is there even before you put up the walls. Oh, but if the whole thing is taken apart, oh, then you can't eat this Kodesh Kodeshim. Which means, you don't have any question from the blood. You came along, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you said, what do you mean? Two braitot. One must be talking about Kodesh Kodashim, and one must be talking about Kadashim Kalim, and it clearly says Kadashim Kalim, you can eat even without a Mishkan. No, this braitot was not talking about Kodesh Kodashim at all. Kodesh Kalim at all. Both braitot were talking about Kodesh Kodashim. Braitot number one says what? If they took apart the Mishkan, you can't, Kadashim Apesulim. Yeah, you cannot eat Korbanot. We agree to that. Second braitot. You can eat. He just said you can't eat. The second right is Shnei Mekomot. Shnei Mekomot means when the walls were down, but the Mizbeach is still there. Oh, so what's the Hiddush? Ma'udetema. Ifsil lehu biyotzeh kamash ma'lan. I would have thought that the Pasul, why? Because once there's no walls around the Mishkan, it's yotzeh. It's considered outside of the, out of the confines, therefore it's Pasul. Kamash ma'lan, that even before you put up the walls, that area is considered kadosh, and therefore, when you had a mizbeach, and you have the mizbeach there, still standing there in the mizbeach, therefore, kodesh kodashim can be eaten, no problem. So you have no stira. Comes the Gemara and says, ve'ema hachinameh. So the Gemara says, who told you that? Maybe it's not so. Maybe, when you don't have walls, it's a problem. Yeah, you're saying a big hadusha. He's saying, well, I would have thought when you don't have walls, it's a problem. Kamash Malan, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it is a problem. Maybe when there's no walls around the Mizbeach, maybe it's considered chutz. Who told you that even without walls, a place is considered Kodesh? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's a pasuk. Amar Kiram, de nasa ohel mu'ed. Afapish nasa ohel mu'ed hu. Right, which means, it says, venasa ohel mu'ed. That means even when they're traveling, it's Ohel Moed. Meaning, even when they took it apart, it's still a zin of Ohel Moed. They're about to travel, right? So they took the walls down. It says, Venasa, they're traveling. Or they're about to travel. And it says, what? Ohel Moed. That means even without the walls there, as long as the Mizbeach is still there, it's still called Ohel Moed. And therefore, it's not considered Chutz. And therefore, Kodesh Kodashim are able to be eaten in that spot. So then we have no question to call Kodesh Kodashim. Amar Avuna Amar Rav Mizbeach Shel Shilo Shel Abanim Haya. Okay, this is history. We had a Mizbeach or Mishkan in Shilo 369 years. That was when we came into Israel before we built the first Beit HaMikdash. That was Mishkan Shilo. Was made to that of Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was made out of stones. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mat Talmud Lomar, Abanim, 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. When the Torah talks about building the Mizbeach, it says the word Abanim three times. So why does it say it three times? Echad Shel Shiloh, the Echad Shel Nob, the Gibon, Ubet Olamim. It's the three different transitions that the Mishkan had. Let's review the history here for a second. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Israel, they put the original Mishkan in a place called Gilgal. That was there for 14 years until they conquered and divided the land that was in Gilgal. From Gilgal, they put it in Shiloh. that was that we said there was for what 369 years. Then on the day that Eliyahu Kohen died, and when he heard that the Aaron was taken into captivity by the Pilishtim, the Mishkan was moved from Shiloh and they put it in Nov. Okay, that's Nov and Giv'on. And then eventually it was taken from there. Shlomo HaMelech took it to Jerusalem and put it in the Beit HaMikdash. So there was basically three items. You had Shiloh, Giv'on, and Yerushalayim. Well, you actually had Gilgal also. We'll have to see the story of Gilgal. But the Gemara says, in all the places that it was, at least in Shiloh, in Nob and Gib'on, which was again one situation, and the Beit HaMikdash itself, all those places had stone mizbechot. Now why do they consider Nob and Gib'on as one? He says, Shnei mizbechot shayu benob v'gom ninuim ki'echad. מפני שלא היו אלא במה גדולה ואין קדושתה כמו מזבחות שבשילו. So it wasn't considered like an official mishkan. It was like considered a bama, which is less than a regular mizbeah. So they count that as one, that the bama that they built in Nov and Giv'on was considered made out of stone. Okay. So that's abanim, abanim, abanim. So what? Shiloh, Nov, Giv'on, Beit HaMikdash. Mativ Rabaha Bar Ammeh. These were new mizbechot that they built in all the places. Mativ Rabaha Bar Ammeh. Which incidentally means, just for the record, that means in Nov and Giv'on, private altars were permissible. That means you had the big bama in Nov and Giv'on, which that was public korbanot brought on there, but a guy was able to have on his roof Bama Ketana. Okay? During Shiloh, no, Shiloh was like a Mishkan. Shiloh, everything was done in the Mishkan. And Beit HaMikdash for sure. Just the Nov and Giv'on period, you had a big Mizbeah in Nov and Giv'on, which was not official Mishkan, it was called Bama, which allowed them to have private altars outside the outside that section. Just to keep for the record. Okay, continue. Mativ Rav HaChaber HaMe'esh Yerdam Nashamayim B'mei Moshe לא נסתלקה מעל למזבח הנחושת אלא בימי שלמה. Okay, wow, the fire that came down on the Mizbeach in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, on his Mizbeach called Mizbach HaNechoshet, it stayed there until Shlomo built his new Mizbeach out of stones in the Beit HaMikdash. It says in the Torah, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu inaugurated the Mishkan, a fire came down from the heavens and consumed the korbanot. It says that fire stayed on the Mizbeach throughout the entire Mishkan era. Not even when they traveled. Even when they traveled, there was a fire on the Mizbeach. They had to cover the Mizbeach in order that the fire doesn't burn anything. The fire was a perpetual fire. And it stayed on the Mizbeach all the way until the Beit HaMikdash. Until it's a miracle. Until Shlomo HaMelech built his Beit HaMikdash. Now, ve'esh yarda bimei Shlomo lo nistaleka ad sheba'u menashe v'sileka. And the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo built was a perpetual fire on his Mizbeach as well. Until Menashe, the son of Hezekiah, who in the beginning of his life was an Asha, came and brought Avodah Zarah into Eretz Yisrael, into the Beit HaMikdash, Echal, he did all bad things, and he destroyed the Mizbeach. Now, Ve'im Ita, if you're telling me that way, the Mizbeach of Moshe was replaced in Shiloh. You're jumping from Mizbeach Shel Moshe to Shlomo. Well, you just told me there were stages. You tell me there was a stone Mizbeach already in Shiloh. So Gemara says, Me'ikara hud istalikle, which means already the fire stopped in Shiloh already. What do you tell me? The fire of Moshe stopped in Beit HaMikdash. It stopped when they built the Mizbeach, the stone Mizbeach in Shiloh. This is before Shlomo. Who dama kerbi Natan, the terrible Torah of Mizbeach of Shiloh, shel nechoshet ha-lehaya, halul, umale avanim. Oh, which means the Mizbeach in Shiloh, according to this opinion, was also nechoshet. It was, I guess, the frame was made out of nechoshet, metal, and they filled it up with stones. And therefore, what? Yeah, he holds what? Indeed, the Beit HaMikdash, the fire stopped in Shiloh, which means the first opinion says that the fire was in Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach HaNechoshet, and it lasted all the way until Shlomo HaMelech built his stone Mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash. So Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Shiloh was before that. Didn't they build a stone Mizbeach in Shiloh, you just told me? So he says, you're right. According to this opinion, we're going like Rabbi Natan, that says what? That in the Chinami, there was a stone Mizbeach in Shiloh, it was nechoshet chalul, hollowed out. Nimsamet devarav she'achin nechlifu b'shilot mizbech ha'nechoshet shil Moshe. Shemenu abanim, u'shito b'emez slalka ha'esh, nechiname. It's machloket. The question was, you told me Shiloh's in between. So what do you mean? How can you tell me that from Moshe Rabbeinu's time until Beit HaMikdash, the fire was there, it stopped when they put it in Shiloh? So the which means the Gemara is asking. Right, which means you can't ask me a question like this. We found a Tanna that argues on this Braita. There's a Tanna that argues on this Braita. There's a Tanna that says that the Mizbeach of Shiloh, whatever was Nechoshet and had stones in it, Nimsa She'achin Nechlifu B'Shiloh Ta Mizbeach, like we learned. They did put a new Mizbeach in Shiloh. And they filled it up with stones, whatever that is. Why they filled it up with stones? He says, "Mizbech haNechosh Moshe Yeh Mizbech Adama." Tanu Shayum Emalim Oto Adama. They filled it up with earth. Okay, here instead of filling up with earth, they filled it up with stones. Fine. Ushitato, you're right. There was a siluk. Machloket, if the fire on Moshe Rabbeinu was mizbeach lasted till Shlomo's time or not. The first shita says the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was the same mizbeach in Shiloh. It was the same mizbeach. It was the same as Mizbeach. So that Mizbeach Moshe lasted all the way until Shlomo's time. And therefore the fire was perpetual. Second Shita says no. The fire of Moshe Rabbeinu was in his time. When they got to Shiloh, his Mizbeach was outdated. They built the new Mizbeach of Nechosh. It happened to be they filled it up with stones, whatever it is. And you're right, the fire stopped. So you have a machloket. How long the fire went? Did the fire go to Shlomo or not?
When he said the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made of rocks, so you meant
it was made out of rocks. The frame was made out of nechosh, and they filled it up with rocks. Comes the Gemara and says, "Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, Mai lo nistaleka, lo nistaleka lebatala." You misunderstood the Braita. When it comes along and says that the fire on the Mizbeach and nechosh, lo nistaleka until the times of Shlomo, it doesn't mean it never stopped at all. It means lo nistaleka lebatala. It wasn't batel legamre, which means It was there on the Shiloh. Yeah, which means the fire was burning on Shiloh as well. Which means when it says Lo Nistaleka on Shiloh means Lo Nistaleka Ela Bime Shilomo Ela Kavana Lo Nistaleka Klal. Doesn't mean it didn't stop at all. It stopped. Shibim Nistaleka Ishbim Miksat. Means when it says Lo Nistaleka, we thought it was from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to the times of Shilomo. It doesn't mean, don't take it so literally. It doesn't mean it went all the way. Most of the time it was there. But you're right, during the time of Shiloh, it temporarily stopped. What does that mean? Was there a fire there or not? Oh, there was a fire in Shiloh?
Same fire.
Because of the Gemara says there was Mizbeach HaNechoshet went all the way, but we know that there was Abanim
it said
Ela B'Mesh Shlomo. What do you mean? So you say that's the Gemara's answer here. You're right, as long as the Mizbeach HaNechoshet was there, it went all the way to Shlomo Amir's time. Once we changed it into the Abanim, it stopped.
It stayed, the same fire stayed.
That's not saying that. I hear your answer, but what is Rav Nachman saying? Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, Mai lo nistaleka. What does it mean that the fire lasted till Shlomo? It doesn't mean that it didn't stop at all. It stopped in times of Moshe in Shiloh when he made Mizbeach Avanim. There was no Mizbeach Nechoshet. It wasn't Tzfali Kale Batala. It wasn't Tzfali Legamre.
When they rebuilt
Shlomo, it came back.
And they weren't using it.
Okay. So, which means, really, the Mizbayah, Moshe Rabbeinu had a fire on it. But when they came to Shiloh, they built a new Mizbayah. And there was no fire on that Mizbayah. Either want to say Moshe Rabbeinu has a fire on it, no problem. But bottom line, it didn't mean perpetual. So again, we have a couple of shittot over here. Let's just review the shittot, and we have one more line, we're done. The first shita says what? No. There was a fire from all the Moshe Rabbeinu's time to Shlomo. It's master that that Mizbayah worked throughout. So what are you talking about? We know the Mizbayah did not work throughout. We learned that there was Banim. Oh, you're right. There's people that argue on that Braita. Some say you're right. That really was Mizbayah Banim in the times of Moshe, in the times of Shiloh. Then the fire stopped. So there's a machlok on the Braita. Did the fire last from Moshe all the way to Shlomo? Oh, it didn't. Second answer is, don't take the Braita so literally. When it says the blood didn't stop, it meant, of course, it stopped. Because when you had Shiloh, you didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbayah. Ela means, lo nistaleka lebatala, which means, it was still around on Moshe's Mizbayah, even though maybe we weren't using it. Then we're using a different Mizbayah. The Braita can work out. Gemara says, Mahi. The Gemara is explaining now, what did the fire look like on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeah? Rabbanan Amni Shibiba Hava Mishadera. Like what? Sparks? Which was, it was like a starter. The fire of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mizbeah Moshe Rabbeinu during Mishiloh, was sending out like bolts or sparks that would ignite the Mizbeah of Shiloh. Papa Amar Ushpiza Habanakat V'zimnin Hacha V'zimnin Hacha. There was a guest. Oh, sometimes it would be on this Mizbeah, sometimes it would be on that Mizbeah. The fire would
wasn't always on Moshe.
Would alternate. It would go on Moshe's Mizbeah. His fire, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu's fire stayed all the way until Shiloh. Once they got to Shiloh, his fire alternated. That's what it means. Lo nistaleka means it was there. It wasn't not permanent. Until Shiloh. So that's a big hadush now. That means even though it wasn't functional, meaning the mizbeach of Shiloh was a stone mizbeach. Abanim, abanim, abanim. So I guess you had Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach next to it, and they used it as a starter. The sparks were coming out, and that would light this one. Or they use it, and the fire was just going back and forth. It's an amazing thing. Exactly, logistically, what would they do? You have two mizbeachot over there. Yeah, he says, "Ulfi da'azu mitkufat mishkan shilo hayu munachim shnei mizbeachot ba'azara ze etzel ze." It's an amazing thing. How could you have two? How could you have two? So they want to learn from here. That from here you could learn halakha that in the Beit HaMikdash, technically, if you wanted to put another mizbeach, it's mutar, because that was the model in Shiloh. It's a trivia question. What? Always the Mishkan had a certain surah. There was an outer mizbeach, there was an inner mizbeach. But there was one point in history where you had two outer ones, and Moshe Rabbeinu was fueling the official mizbeach, either through sparks or through, you know, uraya, sharing its fire with the other one, going back and forth. Okay.